This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times evening briefing on Wednesday, the 17th of April. Rishi Sunak had been hoping his Rwanda bill may finally become law tonight, and he'd have been cheered when MPs voted down four Lords amendments to his plan to send some asylum seekers to the African nation. But back in the House of Lords, peers are considering further changes that could mean the parliamentary ping-pong continuing into next week. Times Radio's political editor Kate McCann has explained in more detail what the next steps are likely to be.
And my understanding is that crossbench peers and Labour peers will try to insert two clauses back into this bill again. They are essentially to suggest that there should be a monitoring committee on the safety of Rwanda, so a safeguard, if you like, to the government's promise that Rwanda is a safe country. And this exemption, this idea that anyone who works, for example, as an Afghan interpreter for the UK government, for the army, that they should be exempt from being deported to Rwanda under this scheme.
Police have formally apologised for failings in their initial investigation into so-called Babes in the Wood killer, Russell Bishop. Nicola Fellows and Karen Hadaway were both nine when they were sexually assaulted and strangled in Brighton in 1986. Bishop was only convicted in 2018. Officers also wrongfully arrested Nicola's father. The Chancellor says the economy has turned a corner as inflation drops to a fresh 2.5-year low. Official figures show the rate of price rises slowed to 3.2% last month. However, it's still above what experts predicted, and some believe it will delay the cutting of interest rates. The Sunday Times economics editor David Smith says the Prime Minister can only take a very limited claim of this news.
Today's figures were a little bit disappointing. We thought it might go down to 3%. It's 3.2%. I mean, when Rishi Sunak announced his target of halving it last year, it wasn't really a difficult target. If he said that he wanted to halve it this year, that might be a more difficult target from where it started the year.
And Sir Keir Starmer's promised to sack anyone caught briefing against his advisers and has dismissed claims that a so-called boys' club is in charge of the Labour Party. In a challenge to his internal critics, the leader of the opposition has used a speech to Labour staff to denounce attacks on his office by anonymous insiders. Times Radio's senior political correspondent Patrick Maguire has been writing about this story in The Times. He explains more about Sir Keir's group of advisers.
With a group of influential advisers who their detractors call the boys or the lads. They're in charge of his campaigns and communications, and shadow cabinet ministers in particular have long resented the influence they have over the leader. And there's been lots and lots of stories in every newspaper that have pit Sue Gray against these advisers. And it's really rubbing up Keir Starmer, who absolutely hates this stuff.
There'll be more on all these stories throughout the night on Times Radio.